This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A man yelling, "All these Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing 11 congregants in the latest mass shooting in the United States. Six people, including a police officer who confronted the attacker, also were wounded. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen, and I've been on some plane crashes. It's very bad.
Tom Wolf is the governor of Pennsylvania.
My heart breaks for the members of the Jewish community. Today, all of Pennsylvania mourns with you. Anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in our Commonwealth.
President Trump said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards in churches and synagogues.
So this would be a case for, if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
The suspect was armed with a rifle and three handguns when he entered the synagogue where about 80 people had gathered for weekly worship. The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance Monday. Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces five charges. The bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. Two United Nations peacekeepers were killed, several others wounded, in two separate incidents in Mali. No group has claimed responsibility, but they are similar to attacks linked with groups with ties to Al-Qaeda. The UN Security Council condemned those incidents in what it calls the strongest terms. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death has become intense. AP's Charles de Ledesmas following that story.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority. But he cautioned, investigations take time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has wrapped up a month-long snod of bishops at the Vatican, addressing controversial issues, including welcoming homosexuals into the church, the role of women, and the problem of clerical sexual abuse. More than 260 cardinals, bishops, and priests took part and had a vote on the 60-page final document. Vatican analyst Father Tom Reese.
The document is very strong on the role of women in the church, even saying that they should be involved in decision-making in the church, that their voice needs to be heard, and this is good.
Although there were women participating, no woman was given a vote. The final document did urge more decision-making roles for women within the church, but did not raise the issue of women's ordination. It also noted persons of all sexual orientation are welcome in the Catholic Church. In the last public appearance by a Brazilian presidential candidate before today's election, Fernando Haddad warned voters his opponent's proposals to fight crime would only increase violence. Jair Bolsonaro is the frontrunner and is viewed as polarizing. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hakim spoke with VOA about Bolsonaro's popularity.
People see him as talking plainly in plain Portuguese, if you like. He communicates well. He says what he wants. People say we don't need these politicians who beat around the bush and are convoluted in what they say and don't really mean what they say.
Two polls published late Saturday showed that Bolsonaro's advantage falling once more, but still comfortable enough to win. Voters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia go to the polls as well this Sunday to cast their ballots for president. 25 candidates are vying for the position, and none of them wins more than 50% needed. Then a runoff vote between the two top candidates will be held no later than December 1st. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.